Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Emily Fuchs is the class of 2020 valedictorian at Division Avenue High School in Levittown. It's Anna and Raven. Congratulations.
Great job.
Thank you so much.
Walk 97.5 has teamed up with Newsday to honor all our valedictorians. And when I'm looking over your resume, there's so many things that stand out. But, you know, besides the student council president, science Olympiad president, board of education student liaison, national merit commend scholar. I mean
you're
so
probably butchering just your stats right
here. Right, exactly.
It sounds like you don't even know what language you're speaking, but congratulations.
But you're an artist.
That is still impressive.
How about being an artist?
Yeah, so I grew up loving art so much. I'm actually going into architecture in college. I'm really excited about that.
That is great. You know, we've spoken to a lot of valedictorians over the last month, mm-hmm. but, you know, you haven't really heard about a lot of people going into architecture. What is your plan on what you want to do with that?
I'm going into a five-year program at Notre Dame, and I plan on getting my license, and I don't know what kind of architecture I want to go into yet. But I really do. I know I want to go into architecture because I love, you know, art and design and math and science and building. I'm really excited about that.
You know, Anna, before I found this Dark Mistress radio, I wanted to be an architect at one point. Yep.
That's fascinating.
That's fantastic. It's a great, great line of work.
And Notre Dame obviously is going to be a fantastic experience. But when you look back at your years at Division Avenue High School, what are you going to miss? Division Ave High School, what are you going to miss the most?
I think I'm going to miss, you know, the school community and the people at the school the most, the relationships that I've built with my friends and teachers and counselors and administrators over the last few years. We have a really close-knit school community full of school pride, and I think that I'm going to miss that, but I know I'm going to have new experiences in college and also be able to experience that in a different way.
I saw you're the varsity soccer captain. Any plans on continuing soccer? I'm a soccer girl myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to participate in club sports at Notre Dame, possibly soccer and basketball.
You know, the funny part was is that I played all through, you know, growing up, but then I didn't play in college. And it's now that I'm a soccer mom. I coach my daughter's soccer team that's when I bring it all back, you know. So you never know. It's something that stays with you forever. Well, we're really excited to hear your speech. And that's going to be coming up next with Anna and Raven. Congratulations to Emily Fuchs. She's Division Avenue High School, class of 2020 valedictorian. It's Anna and Raven. We have teamed up with Newsday, Walk 97.5, to honor the valedictorians by giving them our microphones.
Congratulations again, Emily. Take it away.
On behalf of the class of 2020, I'd like to start by thanking the Board of Education, administration, teachers, counselors, staff, families, and friends for the support and encouragement they have provided us, especially over these last few months. Their motivation and guidance have helped us achieve throughout our lives and get to where we are today. Class of 2020, it's hard to believe that we are already graduating. It feels like only yesterday we first stepped foot into Division Avenue High School, anxious about what the next 4 years had in store for us. We were met with a lot of surprises. I don't think any of us would have guessed that we'd win Spirit Night 2 years in a row, or that Hugh Jackman would have film a movie at our school. And no one would have predicted a pandemic, but at least our AP tests were only 45 minutes long, and we don't have to take the Regents exams this year. No one expected a DJ to drive past our house on a party boat during our senior parade, or that every day since March 12th would be senior cut day. These unexpected events have made our high school experiences truly unique. We've achieved so much as a class over the last few years, and we've shown our strength through both exciting and difficult times. Now, it is time to celebrate all that we've accomplished and look forward to the future. Almost everyone have heard the saying, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift of God, which is why we call it the present. What Bill Keen meant when he said this was we cannot dwell on the past or worry about the future. We must cherish the moment we are in right now. Right now, we must appreciate how our community is coming together to restock the food pantry, to support first responders and essential workers, and to make the remainder of our senior year special despite the circumstances. We must value the extra time we spent with our families before some of us move away to college. And at this very moment, we must enjoy ourselves as we are celebrating our hard work and achievements throughout high school. We must accept the fact that the future is unknown to us. We shouldn't fear the uncertainty of what will happen because we have the ability to control our own actions. We have to take risks in order to be successful. In 1994, Jeff Bezos took a risk. He created his company Amazon in his parents' garage and told investors there was a 70% chance that Amazon would go bankrupt. Clearly it didn't, considering Amazon is now worth over $160 billion and Jeff Bezos is the wealthiest man on the planet. Every situation that arises is an opportunity. Disney, Microsoft, and Uber were all started during economic recessions. These companies use the demand for employment opportunities and the need for positivity during periods of economic crisis to inspire them. Regret is created by passing up an opportunity out of fear of not knowing what may happen. It is up to you to take advantage of every opportunity. I encourage you to welcome the future with open arms, take risks in pursuit of your goals, and create opportunities even in the face of crisis. How will you shape what your future looks like? Once again, congratulations to the class of 2020. I wish you all the best of luck in the future.
All right, great job, Emily.
If there's a valedictorian that deserves some recognition, head to walkradio.com so we can get them on the air.